This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready now for another overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Man, do the weeks fly by. It seems like it was only moments ago that I had Michael Harrison here with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the Countdown. Michael is the Papa Bear of the stories, the research that's done at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, wherein we separate out the wheat from the chaff, the top 10 talk topics of the week, as determined by the staff at Talkers Magazine, the top people. So Michael's here to go through what the research at his company has found, and then we'll dig apart some of the other things that have perhaps happened in here, how News Talk Radio is handling some of these issues, and some of the other things that are a part of the conversation in the News Talk Radio world this week. So, Michael, please take it away.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned that it seems like just yesterday we did this. It's funny how the passing parade works. And, you know, being in talk radio, we see the passing parade. We see on a day-to-day, on a moment-to-moment level, we see, you know, like the calendar flipping in the wind like they do in the old movies. And it's just it's a time warp.
Yep.
But I do feel that every weekend when we do this, I always say, gosh, we're doing it again. And it always seems as we get older and time goes by, and I think this is a phenomenon everybody experiences, no matter how young or old or middle you are, it seems like time keeps going faster and faster.
Isn't it amazing how it does? And so with that, it becomes harder and harder sometimes to nail down some of this material because it is subject to the time warp that it's in, and things become hot and cold very quickly.
You know what bothers me, and then we'll do the list. What bothers me is because we have this kind of a syndrome in our society where everything has to be fresh and everything has to be hot and everything has to be a soundbite, a lot of stories and a lot of issues that require long-term deep analysis, thinking, and care get thrown to the wayside just because they're not fresh and new.
Right. And the best example of that, for how many weeks and months was Ebola either number one, two, three, or four, or certainly in the top 10, now nowhere to be found?
Right. And does that mean it's no longer a threat?
No.
Does that mean it never was a threat? Or does that mean it's still a threat, but it's not interesting anymore?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
It's like if there were a comet heading toward the Earth. Well, we talk about it for 6 months, and so it's coming next week, but who wants to talk about it anymore?
We talked it to death. That would be the case perhaps with the number nine item on the countdown this week. So let's get to that, and then maybe
we'll go through it right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Number 10, we have NFL action and DEA raids. Number 9, 2016 presidential prospects. That'll come up soon. Number 8, Jerusalem terror attack and the battle against ISIS. Number 7, the Keystone pipeline vote. Number 6, I kind of think this one probably is higher and will go higher, and I'm wondering how long this one's going to be around. Bill Cosby rape allegations. This is an incredibly interesting, fascinating, disturbing, upsetting story. At number 5, we have the FSU shooting. At number 4, Buffalo's record snow and the early cold weather of this winter of 14. Ferguson tensions at 3. Obamacare architect Gruber videos at number 2. And, of course, at number 1, the Obama amnesty executive action. And the people, number 10, Scott Walker, number 9, Jim Webb, Peter Kasich at 8, Rand Paul at 7, number 6, Bill Cosby, Nancy Pelosi at 5, Mitch McConnell at 4, Darren Wilson and Michael Brown at 3, Jonathan Gruber at 2, and Barack Obama at number 1. Crazy week, and I think that we're going to see a lot of fallout in the next week or two from some of these stories.
Well, it's interesting, Jonathan Gruber, who's a name that a week ago, nobody knew who Jonathan Gruber was, and the fact that he's number 2 this week is really pretty interesting. Here's a guy who represents so much of what's wrong in Washington. He's a guy that represents such a large group of people who do business. Nobody knows who they are, but yet they're so influential because they get so much money from you and me, the taxpayer, through these big fat contracts that they get as consultants for the government, and then they kick back part of the money to the election campaigns of the people who have given him or them the green light to do what it is that they do. It's a vicious circle and cycle. Round and round they go. I think that's a very interesting sidebar to a lot of this conversation that I frankly, I don't mean this to be to sound like a jerk, but I don't know anybody else took it apart like this. That's the way I looked at this story. Okay. So he says the American voters are stupid. He's not the first guy to say that. But the story behind the story is how incestuous these relationships are between these consultants and the politicians and the dinners that Gruber and others give to help support the re-election campaign of this candidate, that candidate. I mean, it's all so incestuous, Michael. That's really the story here, frankly. I don't think the rest of it, nobody gives a damn about all this other stuff because, you know, the Obamacare thing is blah, 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 blah. But to understand how this guy works in the circumstances he is exposed, I mean, it's just an amazing story about how the system really works, and you pay for it. They don't pay for it. You pay
for it. What you're saying is so true, and it is a call to action for us to have more watchdogs. You know, the watchdog talk show host, as opposed to the ideological talk show host.
Right.
The watchdog talk show host is something that we don't see anymore.
Well, Jerry Williams, Gene Burns,
Jerry
those
Williams,
guys.
Yeah. Mike Siegel used to be good at that, too, where they say, and they're very effective locally. Of course, it's very dangerous to do it locally because you got to face your neighbors.
Right.
The guy that says, the mayor's right-hand man, if you recall, was once working on the blah, blah committee where he was blah, 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 and now he's getting kickbacks through the blah, blah, blah because they're tied in the da, da, da.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, which is has nothing to do with whether it's left or right or whether it's socialistic or fascistic. It has to do with the reality of corruption.
Well, this is the thing that more and more of us ought to be yagging about because it's more interesting and entertaining than listening to the same old story being piped down the line, you know, ad nauseum, and it doesn't really get to anything. You have a certain audience that's going to be interested in the good guys, the bad guys, black hats, white hats, whatever it is. But these people, those political folks, are not really the real the mechanics behind the scenes. The politicians don't run Washington. Guys like Gruber do. Faceless, nameless people who make millions of dollars. And yeah, who's exposing it? People are busy yammering about foolishness. It doesn't really impact, maybe interesting to listen to the wrestling on the air, but it doesn't really impact. And I find, frankly, maybe it's because I'm cut from that school and I was influenced by those early guys, Michael. I'd much rather talk about and dig into what these boobs are doing than to hear somebody keep talking about Nancy Pelosi. And although, you know, there's plenty of corruption attached to her and others who are in Congress. It's just the nameless, faceless people. I think that was the point I was making. The fact that nobody knew who this guy was a week ago, and now everybody knows who he is. And his career, like Bill Cosby's, is over. Because they've broken the cardinal rule, or somebody's gotten, they're not supposed to be exposed. They're supposed to work under the radar, away from attention, so that they can keep their gravy train going. So it's, and he embarrasses the politicians that he's connected to, so this guy is done. You agree?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Right.
I think this was a very important segment we just did. I'm very pleased that we said what we said, because I think it strikes at the heart of what talk media is about and, more importantly, should be about.
All right. Michael Harrison is here. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hosting at the holidays doesn't have to be hard or costly. A few tips and tricks will help you throw a fancy but affordable party this season. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Simplify planning, save money, and create a meal to remember by setting an easy yet unique holiday menu. Christy Sawicki from Saving Dollars and Cents blog shares a few tips.
Make Aldi your first stop when you shop. With prices up to 50% less than traditional grocers, you'll save on party planning. Dress up the cheese tray. Feature flights of all these sparkling wines, Sunshine Bay, Sauvignon Blanc, and Zum Riesling. Pair wines with savory breads and creamy cheeses like Manchego, Parmesan, and goat cheese.
Leave a lasting impression with a European-inspired dessert.
Offer different types of crepes and unique fillings, like almond butter and fruit preserve, and toppings like hazelnut and whipped ricotta at a crepe bar. For a personalized DIY dessert to end the night.
For more money-saving holiday entertaining tips and recipes, visit Aldi.us for the Aldi Holiday Catalog. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Poor productivity in the workplace can have negative consequences, including an impact on your company's bottom line and longer workdays. A recent survey conducted by Fellows Brands found office workers estimated that they could save more than 2 hours each day if they could work without disruption. Laura Stack, the Productivity Pro, shares more.
When it comes to disruptions affecting workplace productivity, survey respondents pinpointed everything from chatty coworkers to problems with office equipment. Get time back into your day by establishing ground rules in meetings, avoiding social media during work hours, and using the latest smart technologies that do the thinking for you, like Fellows Shredders. Their new line of AutoMax Shredders offers automatic shredding so you can walk away and focus on other priorities.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's FELLOWES.com.
Let's keep going now here on our Talk Radio Review, the TRCS, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We have been delving into the story behind the story, what we think the goodness and the graciousness is or might be if we return to those thrilling days of yesteryear when talk radio... We're not saying that talk radio today is bad. We're just saying that there are other ways of intriguing people with stories that actually have legs. And I don't think that a lot of us think that the same old political stuff has legs, but if people were to learn, I think most people, no matter what their age, they learn about guys like Gruber and what's really going on there, maybe there's some impact to it. And that's really what we're looking for, isn't it? Impact?
Yeah, impact. We need to shine the spotlight on things, and we need to, again, I love that word watchdog. The watchdog is missing from our scene at the moment, mm-hmm. The watchdog.
You have in Talkers Magazine, or actually at Talkers.com this week, an overview of a couple of well-known hosts in Boston. Howie Carr has been around for a long time, and they talk with you about the political relevance. Did their radio programs have anything to do with people that got elected or the way issues came out of the ballot box? Howie and a guy named Dan Ray was a former television reporter who's he's an okay host. But at any rate, they talk about how they think that people who listen to their programs were the voters and they were influenced by whatever conversations. And you highlight that.
It's important. Yeah. I think talk radio is where the voters are. Mm-hmm. And as a result, talk radio is influential as a platform for what happens in elections, no doubt.
And we can see that. Very interesting. This guy, just making an anecdotal reference to Charlie Baker, who's the new governor of Massachusetts, a Republican in a Democratic state. And he's committed, and I understand behind the scenes he's working on the commitment already, to sweep the place out, clean out the old hack. So let's see if he delivers, because that's what the public says they want. So let's see.
Well, the public always wants that, and they bring in new hacks to clean out.
Let's hear it for hacks and hacksterism. All right. Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug and Michael at 20 after the hour now.
We
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Michael Harrison is here, publisher, editor of Talkers Magazine, which is at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television. There are a lot of people who have new and interesting ideas that Michael gives space to, if you will. I say space because I mean, well, air is space. How many times people have talked to you, the salespeople that work in the world of selling radio and television advertising? It's actually even a little different. Radio is different than television in that you can't see it. You can't taste it. You can't smell it. You can't feel it. You can just hear it. And so yeah, people say it's like
it's all mental space. You know, space is a funny word.
Yeah.
There is, you know what space is? Space is nothing. Space is a symbol for nothing.
Space is the new frontier, Michael. Where have you been?
Yeah, space is the final frontier. So space, quite often we use the word space now in terms of to talk about territory, like they'll say the digital space or the terrestrial radio space or the magazine space. It's a term used in our industry to indicate a terrain, an area of work.
Well, under the circumstances, we have a lot of, we're focusing, if you're just joining us, on the old and the new. We can use that with regard to some of the names that are coming back again. I think Bill Cosby's a pretty good example.
Wow.
Of what's going on here. This is something old that has become new again. Maybe it's because people are just stuck. The weather has been big this week, talking about that, and global warming and all that other stuff. But, you know, you get to the specifics of Bill Cosby. There's nothing new here. But yet it's grabbed on.
That amazes me, and I don't understand it. And I was talking to my wife last evening. We were talking about Bill Cosby over dinner,
mm-hmm.
and the question we both have is why now? How has this thing been simmering on the back burner so long, and not being a bigger story? You think that. This is a crime. If he in fact is guilty of this, this is one of the most heinous crimes you can commit. They execute people for stuff like that. You know, it's just mind boggling, to use an old term. This whole Cosby thing has me completely and totally baffled.
Baffled is a very good way of. But isn't that great for people's minds? The intrigue, if you will. People are baffled. We have simplistic solutions to things, and the real stuff that solutions come from often are not there because people are not curious. I think somebody told me that only 3% of people in America have library cards. So if we don't go to the library, we're not reading magazines, we're not reading newspapers anymore. Are we really, really, is the whole world, and maybe the Bill Cosby thing makes a point of this, this all started because of how that comedian's segment went viral.
Right.
And are we driven by that? And is that why the old becomes new again? Because a lot of people haven't seen this stuff, haven't been exposed to it. They're like, wow, Bill Cosby, I remember him from The Cosby Show, and he's done all of this stuff, so there's a whole new audience for this.
Well, yeah. There's a constant new audience for everything, and that's a very, you make a very good point. The other point about it, and I know we have a break coming up, but just to think about, is the hypocrisy. Bill Cosby has stood as an icon to be admired on so many levels in our society.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, because how many others are there like that, that we have these false idols?
Well, I think you can find that in the political world, the entertainment world. These people are just human. That's what they'll say.
Well, some of them are lower than human.
Human, yes, they are. Subtropical species.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, look at these dastardly characters that we've elected to office, that we make multimillionaires out of, that we give honorary doctorates to, that we treat like gods.
Right. And there are real cretins, some of them, many of them, in fact. All right. So we get back onto this path in a matter of moments. We're exploring the world of News Talk conversation with the king of News Talk media, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on The Countdown.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, at least this hour, because we have a number of hours in the countdown every week. In this hour, we choose to go through some of the issues and some of the people that are making this wonderful thing we call News Talk Radio a reality. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week we review the top 10 stories with him and then dig into the nuance of some of the stories. I'm Doug Steffen. I was asking Michael about what the story behind the story is with the Bill Cosby and how we bring old things back because of the new technology, these icons that I go back to FDR. And the fact that the news media would not cover the reality of his polio, that they didn't talk about his mistresses, that they never reported on his smoking, and it went through, you know, you could sort of say it went through at least the Kennedy era, because Kennedy's philanderings were never really, the news media was, nope, we're not talking about that sort of thing. So here's an icon, and then as the Kennedy family's legacy continued, some of these things would be regurgitated again, and some of the people that thought Kennedy was the greatest thing since sliced bread because their parents told them how great Kennedy was, they said, wow, he had these affairs with all these women? Wow, how could he do that? He was president.
But there's a difference between having affairs with women and groping women who you do not have an affair with. You see, this is a fascinating subject. There's a point at which the news media can be destructive by just looking to play gotcha and looking for sensationalism.
Mm-hmm.
And Kennedy perhaps was still a great president in spite of his affairs.
He was. Yeah, he was.
Okay, but what about Schwarzenegger? When we find out that Schwarzenegger was a sexual harasser, that Schwarzenegger had, many, many women have come forward saying that he groped them, that he manhandled them, that he molested them, that he made advances that they didn't want. There's a big difference between physically assaulting a woman that you work with and having a secret affair with Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's more complicated. See, I'm not a big fan of the media digging into the personal lives of people if it doesn't affect the work they do or show some kind of character flaw that's criminal. It's not criminal to have an affair. That's between you and your wife. It's personal. Some people have open marriages. There's all kinds of stuff. I'm not big on being puritanical. And it's not because I'm a wild heathen. It's just I believe in, you know, judge not lest ye be judged.
Right.
And I don't think some of these things belong out there to muck up the world, because no one will run for office and nobody will be able to be a president or do anything because everybody's got skeletons in their closet. That being said, I don't buy into rape, thievery, you know, groping. These kinds of things are criminal. These things are menacing. This shows something much deeper, and that, I think, is always, you know, murder. Look at we have celebrities that were and are murderers. And when that comes out, you stop and say, oh, my gosh, I loved this guy. I supported this guy. I was a fan of this guy. And he's a murderer. What's wrong with me? How did I miss that? And that's something that we all have to think about.
You're right. And the way that we deal with all of these things, same as in business, I think. Icons of business. Do we know anything about the life and times of many of the business leaders, like Steve Forbes? He became exposed because he ran for politics. Lee Iacocca is a guy. I don't know anything about him except that he developed the Mustang, the minivan, and ran Chrysler, paid back the money the government lent him in, like, lightning speed. I don't know whether he had affairs with his secretary. I don't know from nothing, and I don't care. Because he was a great institution, helped America move forward, and so why would it be important for me to know? But yet we take other people in like circumstances, and we know all about them now. Well, back then, it wasn't a focus. Now it is a focus. So, why? What's changed?
But then again, why did Bill Cosby skate along with so many people knowing that there were so many accusations of rape? We're not talking about date rape. We're not talking about she said yes, she said no, and I said yes, and it was not sure, and she changed her story. We're talking about the kind of a rape that's equivalent to taking a gun out on somebody and holding them up in an alley. We're talking about, you know, drugging women that were not even on a date with him and taking advantage of them while they were unconscious. This is a serious criminal, sociopathic, predatory behavior. Now, I'm not saying he did it. He's innocent until proven guilty. But I'm talking about, look at what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. How does that go on the back burner? This guy gets honored. He plays concerts.
Mm-hmm.
He's given honorary doctorates here in Western Massachusetts, where we are based. He's considered to be one of the things they're proud of.
He lives on a big farm there, isn't he?
He has roots here, and it's like, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
Look at O.J. Simpson. I mean, that's a story we've lived with certainly forever now. These things make you stop and wonder. Aaron Hernandez, who played on the Patriots, I used to root for this guy. He might be a serial murderer.
Mm-hmm. You can go back for. I was thinking the other day. I read something about Socrates, or some people from that time. We all know what Socrates. He was a guy who had wisdom, widely lauded for his wisdom, but yet there are rumors about his sexual persuasion. The same thing is true about a lot of other people. Diogenes, that came from that period, people that we all learned about when we were in school, all we learned was about what they said. We didn't learn anything about their lives. We didn't care about their lives. It was, why do we need to know? Socrates helped us understand life and how to live and what was true and not true. But now people want to examine why would we pay attention to him? He was gay. Huh? What's that got to do with anything? But yet it becomes, you know, as well as I do, those sort of things just come up and somebody says, oh, Socrates, he's gay. He has no credibility. So
yeah,
I mean,
well, I think the reason that Socrates' gayness has come out is because the gay community is proud of it.
Yeah.
I think you're... I think you stepped in it there.
I don't know if I stepped in it or not. I'm just saying there are a lot of people, I admit, I'm just hearing people who say, why would we believe anything Socrates said because he's a gay guy? Like, that
made
a difference.
That is not, okay, you're bringing that up, but that's not what I'm saying.
No.
I don't consider somebody being gay as making anything that they believe in disreputable.
I don't either. That's why I'm saying.
But I do believe if somebody's a murderer, it makes what they say disreputable. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Okay, I get it. All right. Well, the disreputation gets started. It's important to know that a guy's a murderer and a rapist. But why is it important to know that he's gay? Some people hold the same... Some people, and you know it, some people hold those who are gay in the same ill fashion.
Well, these people are fools.
Right.
If somebody holds somebody's sexual preference in the same level of whether or not they're a murderer, they are fools.
Some people's religion is subject for the same kind of scrutiny.
Right?
So that's how people get discounted. Michael Harrison, stimulating you with his more stimulating talk radio. One of the handles that a lot of radio stations have used over the years that are doing news talk conversation. The Michael Harrison pronouncements will continue here. I'm Doug Steffen on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because through rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A-game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hosting at the holidays doesn't have to be hard or costly. A few tips and tricks will help you throw a fancy but affordable party this season. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Simplify planning, save money, and create a meal to remember by setting an easy yet unique holiday menu. Christy Sawicki from Saving Dollars and Cents blog shares a few tips.
Make Aldi your first stop when you shop. With prices up to 50% less than traditional grocers, you'll save on party planning. Dress up the cheese tray. Feature flights of Aldi's sparkling wines, Sunshine Bay, Sauvignon Blanc, and Zum Riesling. Pair wines with savory breads and creamy cheeses like Manchego, Parmesan, and goat cheese.
Leave a lasting impression with a European-inspired dessert.
Offer different types of crepes and unique fillings, like almond butter and fruit preserves, and toppings like hazelnut and whipped ricotta at a crepe bar. For a personalized DIY dessert to end the night.
For more money-saving holiday entertaining tips and recipes, visit Aldi.us for the Aldi Holiday Catalog. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Poor productivity in the workplace can have negative consequences, including an impact on your company's bottom line and longer workdays. A recent survey conducted by Fellows Brands found office workers estimated that they could save more than 2 hours each day if they could work without disruption. Laura Stack, the productivity pro, shares more.
When it comes to disruptions affecting workplace productivity, survey respondents pinpointed everything from chatty coworkers to problems with office equipment. Get time back into your day by establishing ground rules in meetings, avoiding social media during work hours, and using the latest smart technologies that do the thinking for you, like Fellow Shredders. Their new line of AutoMax shredders offers automatic shredding so you can walk away and focus on other priorities.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's FELLOWES.com.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, part of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, et cetera, et cetera. He's been around the scene, knows and reports on what's going on in our media. After you said those people are fools, I was thinking what Gruber said, the stupid American voter. The stupid American. Well, is that true? Maybe the American voter
is? No, only those who vote stupidly.
Stupidly. Well, who determines what is a stupid vote by a stupid American?
A stupid vote is a vote that's made with ignorance of the implications of the vote.
Without knowing the issue or knowing who the people really are. Voting, I'll go back to the Kennedys. Voting for a Kennedy because you recognize their last name. You don't know anything about the Kennedy who's running, but I recognize that name, so I'm voting for him. That's the same thing. Graham's daughter in Florida was running for Congress. The only reason that she got anywhere is because she's using that family name, with the Udall family. You look at the Bush. Jeb Bush wants to run for president. What qualifies him? Actually, he wasn't a bad governor, and he's probably a pretty smart guy, smarter than his brother, who was already president, in my estimation. But do you vote for him because he's better or because you know his name? I know his name. I ran for town meeting in my town. I'm a town meeting member. The only reason I got elected is because of my name. People knew who I was. Name recognition got me in. Not anything about my qualities, qualifications, what are my interests. Nah. Just, okay, we know him. We're voting for him.
That was a stupid vote.
It was. Thank you very much.
I'm kidding.
No, no, you are. But it's very interesting how to get this stuff. All right, let me, before we run out of time, I said something with sort of tongue-in-cheek when I made reference to more stimulating talk radio, because a lot of radio stations around the country have used that as a handle. There's a pun there, because the station in Los Angeles that was using it has a host named Handle. At any rate, people are going away from slogans. Do they ever really work? Have you ever seen any research that says whatever the radio station is called, it makes a difference to people how they think about the station or the people on the air on these stations?
I mean, to a certain degree it does, and to a certain degree it doesn't. I mean, if you're going into a new city and you're looking for a talk station and you see a billboard that says W blah 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 is the talk station,
mm-hmm.
Well, you're going to know there it is.
The talk station.
Rock 102.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, that's the rock station. So to a certain degree, these are signs that tell you where to go. But past that, I think a lot of these are just reasons for people who are consultants and brand marketers to get a paycheck.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was working at the talk radio station in Boston, it was known, even though there were other talk radio stations, it was called the talk radio station. So they, the owners and managers of these stations, they will take these phrases and they will trademark them so they can only be used. There couldn't be more than one station that identified itself as the talk radio station. There can be News Talk 1280 in the same market, or they can be, but there are other handles they can use, but only one handle can be used for each station, so they try to pick, and there's not a lot of creativity. One works in one market, so somebody will steal it for another. Isn't that how it works?
Yeah. Of course, if the station's not good, the handle only goes so far. Just like if you have a beautiful box of cereal, but it has a horrible cereal in it, it won't be long before people won't buy it because they know it's a pretty box, but they're not buying a box, they're buying cereal.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're at a point in America where we're far too concerned with the brand and the logo and the color of the box than with the content. And that's when it goes bad, when you're more concerned about the intellectual property and the outside exterior of your product, the wrapping of your product, than the quality of the product.
Right.
Ultimately, I believe quality will win.
Mm. So, well, the quality, depending on who, you know, my definition of quality and yours may be something different.
Well, yeah, but still the idea of quality mm-hmm. is the same.
You know,
the definition and how the subjectivity of it might be different, but the ideal is the same.
One of the things I'm going to leave you with is to go back to what we were talking about behind the scenes and why it needs to be dug, why information needs to sort of come up, and we don't do a lot of this. Darren Wilson, who's the police officer that shot Michael Brown, number 3 on the people list this week, on the Talk Radio survey. This guy has got an offer for a book deal for a couple of $1 million to help write a script for a movie that tells the story. So he's telling people he's thinking about retiring. Huh? Think about retiring? You're going to get a payoff, pal. And but who knows this? Unless people start really digging around, you didn't know. Oh, the poor guy, he's going to have to go somewhere else. He's not going anywhere. Or he can go wherever he wants to go with that kind of a ticket. Anyway, again, the stories that need to be sort of surveyed a little bit more. Michael Harrison, always thankful that he's here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show because he is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is until this summer when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Coast to coast. Now 53 minutes after the hour, time for us to go through some of the items this past week that have been heavily discussed on the News Talk Radio circuit, and as a result they've made it into the top story chart from Talkers Magazine. The items that are in the top 10 always contain two or three items that we can go back to legal expert Stephen J.J. Wiseman and ask him for a, I don't know if spin is the right way, but looking at this, you're a college professor as well, teach law at Bentley University, Steve. So have you taken the Bill Cosby case and looked at it and explained how much time do you spend taking the news of the day, legal news of the day, and analyzing that and using that as weaponry for teaching your students how to interpret the law?
Yeah, actually quite a bit. And just in class this week, we were in a media law class. We were dealing with the Bill Cosby situation, which is a very, very complicated legally, although legally is not the issues now. Statute of limitations have definitely run on any criminal charges. As far as Bill Cosby bringing an action against some of these women who are speaking out against him, or forget about the women, Hannibal Burr is a comedian who goes out and really kind of started this with a viral video in which he was called a rapist. There was a legal action brought that was dropped against him. They didn't have enough evidence. The woman in that particular case didn't file her criminal complaint until a year after the event, so it was, you know, impossible to get any kind of DNA or check for drugs. Bottom line is, legally, he can't win in any possible way. He's a celebrity. Anyone can say what they want about him unless they can prove it was done intentionally with malice.
So that means this fellow who started it all is free and clear to go.
Absolutely. They all are.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next, big doings on the White House front. The president announces his amnesty, the executive action, which has long been talked about. Can it be blocked? Is he, A, subject to impeachment because of whatever he's set up here? B, is it likely that whatever he wants to do will get stopped by some bill or some law that gets passed? Or C, when you understand all of the ramifications of this, what really is different legally than what can be done now by those who are here illegally?
Yeah, you know, it's absolutely fascinating to me as a lawyer and also a student of politics here. You know, we're using the term amnesty, and in effect, that is what he is doing. But he can't use that word amnesty because that would be something that you can only provide if someone has been charged with a crime and convicted of a crime. So it isn't that the Republicans. He's doing this as an executive order, and what he's doing, it's what we thought he was going to do. He's putting a prioritizing of how laws are to be enforced. This is a way of saying I'm not really overstepping my grounds. Certainly it's not impeachable. It's not a high crime and misdemeanor. Congress doesn't have the ability to stop it by taking away funding because this program is funded by fees. Congress can take the challenge that he gave them. And he basically said, if you don't like this, pass a law. And they can, and that would supersede this. But I'm baffled by it. On the one hand, he's doing things that may be part of even legislation. On the other hand, he's got to work with a Republican Congress, and all he's doing is creating problems with that Congress. So I, for one, am going to be fascinated to see how this shakes down.
All right, so there's that. Now, the DEA conducted raids last weekend at various NFL facilities during games, looking for the obvious, and is this just a stunt? What happens if somebody is caught in a locker room with a substance that they're not supposed to have?
Definitely not a stunt, and here it's not looking for performance-enhancing drugs. There have been a number of players who have filed a class action against the league, saying that they were illegally providing and encouraging them to take various painkillers that were prescription painkillers without prescriptions, that they would just go down the locker room and the planes and say, here, you take two of these, you take three of these, and that there have been serious problems with this. The DEA followed up with that kind of information, seeking to see if there were any violations of a criminal nature. This is something that is a story that's going to have legs. It's, you know, one more black eye for the NFL, but this is something that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Mm. Really very interesting to sort of get the perspective of whether they do this not only with the NFL, they do it with the baseball teams, do it with the hockey teams, do it with the basketball teams. Where does it stop? This goes on and on and on. Your government tax dollars at work, folks.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show
is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.